This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah. Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. It's the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez coming at you live. Did you like that Marty Bosworth interview? What a great man. I mean, for him to see the exception in his brother and being able to support him all along. I'm really looking forward to this movie, as I say, is going to go nationwide. I think it will be out in your movie theater near you probably Thursday night, Friday, on through the weekend. Highly, highly recommend it. Very touching. You know, some might characterize it as being somewhat Rudy-like, but the storyline, very, very powerful. And you love these, you know, these underdog stories when somebody, you know, shouldn't be there, but or at least told that they shouldn't be there, but they know different. And this is the power of one individual, a person having a focus. And what an example he is. And it's just a perfect release, just as the you know, college football gets underway. This is a great opener for it. And, you know, and it's absolutely fitting that we would have the movie Greater showing across this country. So take your kids, enjoy it. I know that you're going to be blessed. Well, Hillary Clinton the other day at an Iowa wing ding dinner was, she just can't help herself. You just listen to what politicians say and how they indict themselves. They self-indict themselves. And I always find that to be quite curious. And here she is talking about the FBI investigation, kind of joking about it. You tell me, is she nervous or not? Listen to this.
Well, by the way, you may have seen that I recently launched a Snapchat account. I love it. I love it. Those messages disappear all by themselves.
What are you, Scott, is she Jimmy Fallon? She goes Jimmy Fallon on us? Is that what she's doing?
Something. She obviously takes it so seriously, and it means so much to her. There's some tasteless jokes, and that's probably one of them.
Well, I guess there's strategy to this. I mean, you know, Barack Obama's gotten away with it. I mean, politicians over the years have gotten away with, you know, this kind of humor. But, you know, that aside, it still remains a serious issue. If you think not, just do a little bit of reading. Thank you very much, Chris Farrell and Tom Fenton with Judicial Watch and all the hard work that their organization has done on behalf of the people to get down to the bottom of these emails. Julian Assange, of course, contributing to this as well. And, of course, you know, some of us are waiting to see, okay, what's next year? What does Julian Assange have under his left sleeve that he's going to pull out in October? And is this going to be the grand October surprise that, you know, politicians and I think some Americans have been anticipating? Because there's always something that comes up in October. It just seems leading into an election. And will there be something that's going to be absolutely devastating? Some have predicted that would be the case. But meanwhile, you know, Hillary will keep joking about it as much as she can, just as the president will joke about his birth certificate. But like we say, you know, and again, not to relive it still, because it seems like America doesn't want to talk about it. They just think it's all a conspiracy and, you know, kind of one of those bad jokes. But, you know, it wasn't like Donald Trump. Did you present that birth certificate that he presented to everybody on the WhiteHouse.gov website? Did you do that? No, it probably wasn't you. It was all the president's men and women that presented it. I mean, because he's not going to take credit for it blatantly, I guess, so he can offer some sort of plausible deniability. But, you know, it's like, hey, this is his doing. And now it just, you know, they just want to joke about it. But what happens when we find out the truth? Are you ready to handle the truth? Well, this is what the show is about, and we're going to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Thank you for joining in. on the effort here to get this country back on track. 5 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, it's a grand vision, America. 7 out of 10 of us say we're on the wrong track. I say good observation. Now, what does the right track look like? I say maybe for starters, we might reconnect ourselves with the Constitution. What a novel idea, huh? If you haven't read your Constitution lately, maybe you should. Once again, who knows? Maybe you'll fall in love with it and appreciate what our founding fathers gave to us. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us. And we're going to talk about hospital nightmares, if you can imagine. Nursing expert is with us. She's a best-selling author of the book Compensate. You know, from a doctor amputating the wrong leg to a woman given the wrong baby, hospital treatment does not always go to plan, leaving surgical instruments inside patients. How about operating on the wrong body? You've heard the stories. You know, of course, we've had our hospital experiences here recently, as you know, with the birth of our new grandson. I got to tell you, the security and the way they operate things nowadays, I mean, they've got these little infants. They're wired with these devices, you know, these little identification, you know, bands that they have on them that they know where that child is. And if that child is someplace where it's not supposed to be, the alarms go off. So I'm grateful for the new technology and what's going on. But Nico Arturo is with us right now. She's the nursing expert that's going to break this down for us. Nico, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good. How are you, Seth?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. You know, we've all heard the stories. I mean, you know, the wrong leg getting amputated, you know, as you say, missing babies and, what happened to that instrument? My goodness, we sewed the patient up and we can't seem to find an instrument. I mean, we kind of chuckle about it, but boy, if you're the patient, just what you want to do is go back under anesthetic and have something surgically removed that shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Well, go ahead.
So I was just going to say, I think what's great, though, is that what we usually hear are the very sensational stories and mm-hmm. not the typical day-to-day. So that is the good news about that.
Well, yeah, like you say, I mean, how many incidences, you know, like anything, you know, the exceptions are what we hear about is what make the headlines. But we can be grateful that our hospitals and medical personnel, for the most part, you know, do a fairly good job, right?
I would like to think so, as one myself, but I definitely think that there's a very high standard that's held now both for, you know, nurses and for doctors. And I think part of that is definitely some mistakes that have happened, but part of it, too, is that, you know, the nature of the profession is that you're getting paid for your good judgment and your good moral character. So, mm-hmm. you know, well, I think it's a reflection of that as well, for sure.
Now, do we have to leave some room here, some latitude, because of the stress and what we've put on the medical profession, you know, overworking them and still expecting, you know, an excellent standard. I mean, after all, you're dealing with life and death here. And, you know, when you get doctors and nurses that are asked to do extraordinary things, maybe not just once in their lifetime, but just as part of the routine because of understaffing and other outside influences.
You know, that's a really interesting point. And I think that, you know, it definitely falls to the individual because, you know, you certainly are asked a great deal of both the doctors and the nurses. I think sometimes doctors more so than nurses only because of what they have to go through to achieve, you know, their highest degree of education and qualification. But, you know, for nurses, you're sort of almost their stopgap in a sense to kind of be, you know, giving oversight to what the doctors are ordering, which you would think, you know, you kind of wouldn't want to have to be doing that, but we're sort of the patient's protection, I think. But you're right, there is a lot, you know, to understaffing and overworking that definitely, you know, can play a part, I think, if things are to go wrong. But we really have to be very accountable individually, for sure.
Well, you know, I think one word I think that has kind of been problematic within the profession is routine. Is anything really routine when you're talking about somebody's life?
No, absolutely not. Mm. No. I think routine is a word that's sometimes comforting to patients. I know I myself will use it if I can see that a patient, you know, is very frightened or concerned maybe for a loved one, you know, and I'll want to say to them, you know, this is definitely either a routine procedure or, you know, a routine step in the process of this particular illness. Because, you know, it can be comforting to them to think that this has happened 100 times, you know, this will be a piece of cake. But there is definitely nothing that's routine because each person is so individual. And so to that end, every situation they're involved in, it's different every single time, you know. So you really have to be looking at the person and not the procedure, or at the patient, you know, and not the protocol.
Well, I'm glad you cleared that up a little bit because I wondered about that, and I thought, well, you know, the uniqueness of individuals, and yes, and I can understand why the nurses and doctors would say, well, this is routine, you know, for some sense of security and, you know, to kind of quell the fear. I mean, after all, we're experiencing something that, you know, for the most part, we hadn't experienced before. And so you always have the fear factor entering in, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that, you know, to us it's very easy, and this goes back to being, you know, individually accountable, is that we have to remind ourselves that for us, this might be the 10th or 11th or 12th time we've seen this today. But for the patient, you know, most of the time this is the very first time they're experiencing this, and you know, they come to us at a very vulnerable time in their lives. So, you know, it takes a lot to sometimes step back and say, you know, for them, this is the first time, and for them, this is very different, you know, and to be understanding of that.
Exactly. Well, what happens when there is a medical or medication error in the hospital?
Well, you know, I think every hospital definitely handles those kinds of things differently. But I think what's most common, a medication error, for instance, you know, we definitely hear the very extreme cases of those, you know, where it can result in a fatality or, you know, God forbid, something along those lines. More often than not, you know, it's something a little bit more minor, like, you know, an incorrect dose of Tylenol, let's say, or, you know, somebody receiving a lookalike medication. Most of the hospitals now are gearing towards barcoding medications where you know, scan them on the patient's wristband and then scan the medication. So not only are you yourself as the nurse checking, but the computer system is double checking for you. So that can be a little dangerous, especially for newer nurses who've never gone through a process without that, because you definitely want to be, you know, visually checking and you want to be asking the patient and you want to be aware of what you're doing. But it is a nice reassurance, I think, for the patients to know, you know, that not only is the nurse checking, but the pharmacy is checking, the computer is checking. You know, it'd be very difficult to administer the wrong medication if you're scanning the barcode and you're scanning the patient appropriately.
Well, so, it is,
you know,
comforting.
Yeah,
it is comforting when you know you have that kind of backup going on. And not that you become totally reliant, as you say. You know, I think that is the value of the nurses and the individual professionals involved in medicine today, is that they do have a brain and intuition and, you know, things like that you would hope come into play, right?
Right, definitely. It's a really interesting thing that I like to say, especially to the newer nurses, is that this profession is so unique because you're getting paid for your good judgment.
Exactly.
You know,
Nico, we got to go to break. We'll be right back with Nico Arturo after this.
London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today. Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you know what happiness is to you.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like that's what you want.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates and shortwave radio around the world, thank you for joining in. This is Bill Martinez Live, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation with Nico Arturo continues. She's an RN. With more than a decade of experience in nursing, specializing in medicine and surgery, all while being the best-selling author of the novel Compensate, through blogging and social media, she works to promote a culture of support, awareness, and humor. Yes, humor in nursing. There is humor in nursing, as well as developing a greater understanding of the challenges and triumphs most prevalent in the field today. Nico, real quick about your book, Compensate. Summarize what Compensate was all about and why you wrote the book.
I wrote it because, I mean, I think everybody who has life experiences, which is all of us, says, you know, oh, I should write a book. I should write a book. But I think that it was sort of always a goal of mine. It was always a hobby that I had. And I thought it would be, you know, really nice to sort of offer that perspective to folks who, you know, were considering nursing, but maybe felt that there was a lot that was in the way for them to get there, that, you know, sort of one of those, anybody can do it. You know, if I can do it, anybody can do it. So it was sort of the making of a nurse one life experience at a time.
Rolling back the curtain a little bit and let people see a little bit more of what they're, you know, what they're getting into. Let me ask you this without getting too political. How has nursing changed in the era of Obamacare?
I think that on the most basic level, what changes the most really are the extent to which people are willing to kind of dive into, you know, maybe a potential illness or different treatments that they might seek, you know, because of changes in the insurance. A lot of what we see stripped down on the hospital level is sort of the excess because, you know, back in the day you might come in for something and, you know, maybe it was some abdominal pain and you could go through any number, you know, we would call it the Cadillac workup. You'd go through, you know, all kinds of things, any potential thing that could be related to it. And a lot of it just wasn't always that necessary. And now, you know, most insurance companies would be looking for, you know, the most basic things. And so it sort of forces us to be, you know, maybe tighten our belts a little bit at the, at the diagnostic level and really focus on, you know, what the problem could be. For us on the front lines, you know, it doesn't affect the care we personally offer, you know, but I think it definitely is affecting people's attitudes going into it and, you know, how things are being approached and being handled.
Well, you talk about the diagnostics, and I can understand for doctors, especially with malpractice insurance, and, you know, you seem like there's an attorney on every corner that's willing to, you know, sue a doctor. You know, why wouldn't doctors want to make sure that, you know, all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed by running these diagnostics? If not, then they can get second guessed down the road. And here it is. Then you're up to defending yourself and, dealing with a, you know, with a lawsuit, right?
Yeah, I mean, that is very true. But a lot of times, too, the diagnostic procedures can be, you know, just as invasive, if not more so, than a therapy or a treatment would be. You know, and so a lot of times you're putting people through, you know, things that they wouldn't necessarily need to go through. Or, you know, if there's a less invasive or more efficient way, I mean, you know, it's really kind of forcing you to be more efficient in that sense. And I think, you know, in some ways it's good for the consumer. It's good for the, you know, the person who's coming in because they're not going to be there for, you know, 4 or 5 days undergoing things that maybe aren't necessary. The doctors are going to be looking for the most effective way to find out, you know, and there's a lot less, well, maybe it's this or maybe it's that, you know, it's a much more definitive course of action, which I think, you know, I have not seen it have a negative consequence from my perspective.
Well, Nico, it sounds to me that you found your calling in life as a nurse, that nursing has been very good for you and good to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. What does a good day for a nurse look like from your perspective?
You know, I think when we go in every day as nurses, the majority of it is going to be, it's all made up of individual pieces of the day that just suck, you know, that just not pleasant. Things that you have to do can really kind of be rough for you and for the patient. But when, you know, you meet your patients and you can kind of have a connection with them, for me, it's any time that I help somebody feel like it's going to be okay. You know, even if it's just in that moment, if I've made them smile, if I made them laugh, you know, if I made them feel a little bit better about their situation or a little bit more comfortable, pretty much that's my main goal. You know, it's just to help them have a better understanding. Connecting with patients is, I mean, that's the difference between being a nurse, I think, and having, you know, another part of healthcare. Maybe if you, you know, going on to be a doctor or whatever, they get to spend so little time with patients. But for us, you know, you go in, you get to meet all your patients, you know, you help them understand, you help them have a better day. And that's pretty much as good as it gets, I think.
Yeah, I think that's the blessing in it, is the individual stories, the people, you know, fellow humans that you pass along, as we talked about earlier on the show, you know, going through the journey of life. And here you are, you're helping them through a time where, you know, they really need you. They need your help, whether it's a smile or, you know, a service that you provide. And you're right there on the front line with these individual lives. And, you know, and I imagine the stories and the people and how they bless you, you know, if you have that opportunity to be able to, you know, hear their individual stories, right?
Definitely. I mean, I think that that's such an important part of it, too. We get very caught up in, you know, the documentation, you know, and the procedures and the TASCII part of it, which is all very important stuff. I mean, you have to provide the care. You have to do your assessments. You know, you have to administer these medications and sometimes provide, you know, emergency interventions. You always have to be mindful and watching, but at the same time, it's so great, you know, to be able to identify each person, like we said earlier, as an individual and recognize they're just the most vulnerable time of their life, you know, often under very grave circumstance, and they feel so helpless. You know, they're very, very powerless. They're in pain. They're uncomfortable. They get loved ones suffering. You know, and a lot of times that can play out in the form of anger, or maybe they lash out at the healthcare workers. But really, they're not speaking to us. You know, they're speaking to the situation. They're speaking to their feeling of helplessness and, you know, of being frightened. And just to offer them a little bit of support and let them know, you know, that's okay. It's going to be all right. You have control. Here's where it's at. Let me help you find it. You know, that's really a great thing to be able to do, I think.
And that's a tough thing for a nurse, I mean, to get to that point and that point of experience to where they can absorb a patient's anger or fear and turn it around and offer some comfort even in the most difficult of times, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's not easy for sure, but I think that's definitely what, you know, makes the difference between somebody who's choosing this as their calling and who's choosing it as a profession, you know, because it's definitely not for everybody. I think that there's a percentage that's pretty startling of nurses who are, you know, in the profession for 2 years or less, because it is very, very difficult, you know, and oftentimes it sort of feels like thankless work as well. But you have to be, you know, you really have to have a huge understanding of human nature, as well as the science of it, you know, combining all those things, you know, being a scientist, being a, you know, and always looking for an easier way to do things at the same time that you're looking for a way to comfort people and be effective, you know.
Yes. Well, she's a nursing expert and best-selling author, Nico Arturo, author of the book Compensate. And Nico, the book is available at all the usual places, right?
That is correct.
Exactly. Nico Arturo on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you. 29 after the top of the hour.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-second walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-second walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Have you ever wondered why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? You know, I look at some people on this stuff, and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight, you know what I mean? Careful with green vegetables. They must know best. Side effects include bleeding from the gums after you brush your teeth, swelling or pain at an injection site, diarrhea, vomiting, or inability to eat for more than 24 hours, fever, severe bleeding, including heavier than normal menstrual bleeding, red or brown urine, black or bloody stools, severe headache or stomach pain, joint pain, discomfort, or swelling, especially after an injury, vomiting of blood or material that looks like coffee grounds, bruising that develops without an injury, you remember? Well, dizziness or weakness on top of that, and even death or skin tissue or necrosis. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA. Plus, find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
When I met you in the summer, so my heart beats down.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
As the leaves turn brown.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And Robert Bakke is with us. He's been featured on NBC, many national affiliates. Founder of Robert Bakke Performance Ministries, an aviation expert, an aerobic aerobatic flight instructor. I was going, okay, how did we get to aerobic from aviation? Forgive me, that's what happens when you misread here once in a while. A black belt and regional champion. The list goes on and on. Robert, we don't have enough time. If I went down your entire curriculum vitae, including you've been a NASCAR driver, I mean, what is it that you haven't done?
Well, I tell you what, I chuckle every time I hear my resume being read, because when people look at my life today, they think it always looked like this. But, man, here's a shout-out to every one of your listeners. Mm-hmm. I grew up the scrawniest little kid in my school. I was picked last in gym class every single day, didn't have an ounce of confidence in me. Mm. And when I was in college, this is the short version, I got really frustrated for a number of reasons about what people told me about God. And so somewhat out of spite, I read the New Testament, just the New Testament, not the whole Bible. But
right.
I had two soft cover versions, a really hard to read one and a really easy to read one. And I'm telling you, that when you are just this empty vessel with no confidence in the whole thing, you're just a prime target to get filled with the reality of what's in that book. And the pivot point of my life occurred when I read the New Testament, and that's when I believed I was told to prove to the world that all things were possible, and I started seeing pictures for my life. And I have walked in to every one of those pictures, what people would call dreams, you know, oh, don't be silly, you're just a dreamer.
Right.
Every one of those dreams and miracles have absolutely manifested in my life. And now, thank God, I mean, really, we wrote a book about miracles called, here's a little book plug, but we wrote a book called Prayer at Full Throttle, and it was born out of a couple of NASCAR miracles that we had. It hit number one on Amazon twice. It went all the way around the world. And now scrawny little Robert has been given this platform to help people make the best of their lives. And I'm thrilled.
Well, here you are. I mean, you took God at his word. He says, go ahead, you know, take me on, test me. Even though Jesus said, hey, you're not supposed to test, but, you know, God has enough confidence in himself to say, go ahead, you know, try it out. And you've tried it out, and you found out God to be faithful. And like the blind man who now sees, who can take that away from you? And you're here to tell everybody that, hey, this stuff works. And it is working. And, you know, there's enough empirical evidence, so who's going to refute your life story?
Well, and it's interesting to me because I used to call my roommate over to the kitchen table when I was reading the New Testament. So I say a plural because I had two of them open side by side. It was a 3.5-week power journey. But when I kept telling them, like, hey, come over here and listen to this. Why don't they tell you this stuff in church? Because the church I went to never opened the book. And so I learned that people really need to get right into the book for themselves. And I think one of the reasons Prayer at Full Throttle did so well is it's only 107 pages long, it's concise and to the point, and it's filled with the Bible scriptures that will set people's life in motion. And let me give you a couple highlights of things that really lit my life on fire. One of them was when Jesus himself said that nothing was impossible. I thought, okay, well, that's interesting. The New Testament also said, and this is really simple stuff, it said, throw myself into my tasks so that other people would notice my improvement and progress. It also said to become the light on the hill that cannot be hidden. But the story that really, really got me going was the story of the talents in which, and this is a really short version, but people are given different amounts of money and they're supposed to invest it and multiply and work hard. And the people who created the most were given the biggest rewards and celebrated. And the people that you know, in this case, the one person who buried what he had in the ground and didn't use it, Jesus said, take from the one with the least what little he has and give it to the one with the most, which is kind of reverse socialism by today's standards. But it said that those who use well what they've been given shall be given abundance. They will be celebrated. Those are the ones that hear the words, well done, at the end of this race we're running. And I live my life to hear the words, well done. And the way I do that now is to unlock that life that's trapped inside everybody.
Exactly. And I think if ever before, you know, this is the thing I've been focusing on in this radio show as well, Robert, is that people have their dreams that have been muzzled through entitlements, as what Dinesh D'Souza had pointed out in his movie, Hillary's America. It's a con that's been thrust upon the American way of life, and we have more entitlements out there in the country. And I think of all the dreams that have been harnessed, that have been set aside for the price of a paycheck. And, you know, it's that story of the talents again and what we want to hear at the end of the race. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. I think everybody wants to hear that. And it's within us. But if we squelch it and we sear that sense of consciousness, so to speak, as the Apostle Paul speaks of, then we miss out. And then everybody else that could get the associated blessings. I mean, imagine all the blessings you received if you weren't, you know, talking about prayer at full throttle and taking the experiences that you've had in, you know, just testing God. You know, he says, hey, all things are possible. So what do you know? Okay, I'm going to take you for your word. I'm going to try it. And here you are. You're a walking testament and miracle to what God said.
You know, it's so funny. I've got a 30-year Navy veteran, a friend of mine out in San Diego listening right now, and I wish he was on the line because he would tell you what I looked like growing up compared to what the man I've become. And that transformation.
Are you that scrawny little, you know, when we were little kids growing up, they'd always show these pictures of weightlifters and all that? Yeah, and you were the before?
I was the before. In fact, when I graduated from high school, you'll get a kick out of this. I was 5'10", but I was 5'10", 130 pounds. I was a bone thin klutz. and who would have thought I would become a black belt and a regional champion? But that was part of the call that was placed on my life when I read the word. And I think what's so interesting is, when I was a kid, I used to tell people, you know, God built me to race cars. I didn't know why. And everybody laughed at me. And I'm here to tell people, when you have a goal that is so big that people laugh at you and put you down and say it can't be done, that's biblical.
Yes.
That's confirming for you that is confirming for you that God is giving you an idea, because the world is attacking it. And it was so interesting to me that after I completed all these other journeys that I was supposed to do, like, you know, I flew myself into my jet flying career. People told me I couldn't do that either. Mm-hmm. But when I finally got behind the wheel of a race car 8 years ago, we started seeing miracles happen that no one could explain. And then finally we caught a couple of them on film. And that was the second night of that was the night I really believe God said, you're going to write a book on prayer. And I thought I was hearing things. Mm. But because I had the guts to step into that childhood dream that everybody used to laugh at, that's where God himself needed me to be, to come down and work through my hands. And it created this book that has now gone all the way around the world. We've been on live television in every region of the world. And who would have thought that I would have ever ended up with this platform? But it's a God-ordained process. And what it does for people is this. If you can hear my voice right now, I've got the statistics to verify that you know deep down in your heart that there is a life that is bigger, it is brighter, it is more spectacular than the life you have right now, and you know it's in there. And people have not let you unleash it. And I'm here to tell you that if you will just trust in the perfect person God created you to be, and if you will trust in the tools and the talents and the skills he put inside of you, if you will just walk into that vision he's showing you, if you'll follow the desire of your heart, he will come down and he will make it all happen. Those miracles will manifest right through the palms of your hands if you'll just trust the person he created you to be.
Take it from somebody who knows firsthand, Robert Bakke, high-octane author, high-octane prayer. Robert, what is the single takeaway in this last 15 seconds we have together?
I'll tell you what, miracles happen and dreams become real. God works right through. You know what, David didn't kill Goliath. God killed Goliath, but he did it working through David, and he'll work through you. And if you want to see how it works, I could put in a book plug. It's Prayer at Full Throttle. It's a 2-time number one Amazon bestseller. Or you can get signed copies at robertbakkeministries.com, B-A-K-K-E, robertbakkeministries.com.
Robert, thank you for being with us.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Do you run a business and would like to learn how you can get anywhere from 5,000 to 1 million in 60 seconds? Then let me explain. We're called Capify. We've been loaning and advancing money to businesses for the past 13 years. If your business does at least $120,000 a year, gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business. Our terms are simple, repayment plans are flexible, and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal, and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $1 million in cold hard cash deposited in your business bank account in a few days based off your revenue. Call Capify now and get the money you need.
800-217-5107, 800-217-5107, 800-217-5107, 800-217-5107.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
I'm Desi Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against fight premature birth and birth defects, and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was fighting myself and I didn't know I was lost.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280 plus affiliates that we have, country of ours, shortwave around the world. Thank you for joining in on Bill Martinez Live. With us right now is the one and only David Bozell. David is president of For America, the largest of its kind, award-winning national grassroots organization championing American exceptionalism. Yes, we said exceptionalism rather proudly because, David, I think we've earned it, haven't we?
Well, thanks, man. Thanks for having me. Thanks for the opportunity. Appreciate it. And we have.
Yeah.
We need more of it.
Good to have you here.
You know, it's good to finally have a candidate that's, you know, talking about those types of issues as well.
Well, when we've had a president that has been apologizing, I guess, for our hard work and what we've earned. In fact, I think it's quite interesting. There's a commercial out right now which talks about, you know, America, and it's basically an immigrant and, you know, this celebrity, I can't remember his name, and maybe you know it, who comes on and talks about, you know, well, what, you know, so what has America done except started its own country from nothing and, you know, all these advancements that we've provided not only for the United States citizens, but also for the world.
Right.
You know, he says, well, I guess it's okay. And at the end, he's waving. He has become an American citizen. Not when you have a proven track record of success, regardless of what some progressives and those of a particular position to believe.
Well, then you had, you know, some of the videos that you saw at the Democratic National Convention, like you said, apologizing for America's exceptionalism. Not only just apologizing, but basically telling the American people that they're not responsible for any of their own success. That's been kind of a plant of the Democratic Party really since Obama, when he famously said, you know, you didn't build that. Government is, as far as Democrats are concerned, it is government that has been responsible for your success. This is a clear distinction between what the Republicans are offering and the Democrats are offering in this cycle. If you want more government, if you want another $1 trillion worth of spending, if you want government on your back and on your case, and if you want an increased regulatory state where you can't maneuver your small business, you know, then by all means, Hillary Clinton is going to be your candidate. If you want government off your case, if you want to know, you know, to want the freedom to grow your small business, you know, Trump has got to be the vote this November.
Well, David Bozell, unfortunately, millennials and so much of America, I'd say 35, maybe 40%, has been preconditioned by the Democratic Party to rely on them. They are the government of everything. They have become their mommy, their daddy, and they have set they have really set the stage and prejudiced and really poisoned the waters to where people don't know better. And, you know, you can hit them with the facts and say, look, at you know, it's bigger government and, you know, more money, bigger debt. And they just say, so what? You know, I got mine. It doesn't matter. I think there's something greater that they have to realize that they're losing. And for me, I look at it and say, you know, what is your dream worth? What are the passions that drive you and keep you up at 3 o'clock in the morning? What are the those are being subordinated. Those are being let go for the sake of a check today from the government. And meanwhile, you're being stifled and you're missing out on an opportunity to grow in the marketplace, because every year that you sit back and collect a check from the government is one less year that you're investing in your future and your education and the force that you could become in the marketplace, because you've relied on the wrong person or people, in this case the government, instead of yourself. Does that make sense?
Well, it makes total sense, Bill. And how about the fact that it's just completely unsustainable? I mean, look at Obamacare. Just in the last couple of months, just yesterday,
right,
with Aetna getting out of 70% of the counties that it participates in the Obamacare exchange market. It's a completely unsustainable system. And you're talking about this idea that you're going to cover everyone with pre-existing conditions or anyone under the age of 26, and then with no healthy people signing up because there's no penalty or the penalty is too small or they're lazy or what have you. It's a completely unsustainable system. Conservatives warned about this for years, ever since this idea was put forth to the American people. Why the Republicans fund this program at every opportunity, despite the fact that it is crumbling underneath us, throwing bad money after bad, is beyond me. This is the kind of thing that the Republicans in Congress would draw a line in the sand and said, look, the market has spoken. Two of the biggest insurance companies in the country, United Health and Aetna, are bailing. One of the only big ones left are the Blues, Blue Cross Blue Shield. This is the type of program that Congress is constitutionally mandated to be a steward of our taxpayer resources. If you were just going to rubber stamp this stuff,
exactly,
why do Republicans not own Obamacare as much as Democrats at this point? They've funded it, I think, 7-8 times now at every opportunity. I wish this is the kind of thing that they could really make. You know, this could be for a force for good, or you know, October surprise. If Republicans had their political wit about them, say, you know what, we are going to protect the resources of the American people, and we're no longer going to fund this program because it's not doing anybody a lick of good, and we're going bankrupt because of it.
Well, David, this groundswell, this groundswell, and you know as well as I do, especially you, because you're real close to the heartbeat of the grassroots movement that's going on, and it's one that the media has missed. It's the one that 16 other GOP presidential primary candidates missed, and that is, exactly to your point. There have been times when we could have led this country out of the morass that it's in, but it's lacked leadership, it has lacked intestinal fortitude, and now you have a guy who comes on the scene. And instead of getting behind him and helping him out, and I say helping him out in terms of helping to finesse the message here. Donald Trump is not a politician. He's a business guy. He fixes things. And right now, this country is in need of a, kind of a Chapter 11 attorney, you know, guy or CEO who comes in and cleans up the mess. And if America ever needed one, it is today. Otherwise, to your point, we continue down this road of unsustainability.
Well, look, on a personal level, I'm on the short side of 40, Bill. By the time Hillary Clinton is done, I'll be on the short side of 50. I'll have spent 35% of my voting life underneath a President Clinton. So my risk tolerance for Donald Trump is extraordinarily high. I don't know everything he purports to put across the finish line when it comes to fixing the federal government that is you know, we're living underneath the sun. There are certainly some wild cards, but I'm willing to take that chance because I know what a Hillary Clinton brings to the table, which is more debt, increased spending, increased government regulation, and a dying culture, where we just look like Europe. Europe is a continent is dying. This is why Great Britain left, because they wanted their own identity back and they wanted to control their fate. And I think this is what Donald Trump is going to bring. He was certainly more persuasive than the 16 other candidates. Can't argue with 15 million votes. I think he's struggling in the polls for sure. There's no doubt about that at this point. But I think it's closer, and what we're seeing online, the enthusiasm for him is still very, very real and very, very enthusiastic. And that's going to be a plus for him. He's got 2.5 months now to right the ship. Anything can change, and almost certainly will. And so I think he'll be fine. The debates will be, you know, especially the first one, Bill, I think will be the most watched and most important presidential debate of all time. What I don't really like to see is from some of my friends in the conservative movement, you know, the never Trumpers, I guess. You know, somebody said on Twitter the other day, and I kind of like the analogy, is like betting against the horse and then working to defeat the horse. You don't have anything to say, just stay out of it. I mean, I understand set your alarm clock for November the 9th, and we'll see you then if you don't want to, you know, help defeat Hillary Clinton. That would be my message to kind of the never Trump crowd is, I understand you lost, and I understand you're bitter. You sound bitter, but it's time to move on and help defeat Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, the opportunity is to take away from the primary and the messaging that Donald Trump has put out there. Okay, ignore those things that are rough and that don't, rhyme with your reason in terms of some social conscience. You know, that's fine and well. But I think right. There's some clear distinctions between these candidates. I mean, Phyllis Schlafly, who wrote the book it's a choice, not an echo. Right. I mean, it could never be so true. The Republican Party had that opportunity to be a Democratic Party. That has been the problem over the years. So, to your, we have a grand opportunity. You know, on deck to come alongside. If our desire is to get this country back on track, yes, it may be a little inartful because we've knocked down the walls of political correctness and we're calling it for what it is. And some
right. Well, thank you, Bill.
But let's get on board and move this thing right.
It's all about, you know, be a solution provider, not a problem creator. That's what I think.
Exactly. David Bodell on Bill Martinez Live. David, thank you so much for being with us.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one?